Here on the Tony Awards special, we have yet another critic and soon-to-be author, because she's working on a book about producers. Her name is Iris Dorbian. She's the editor-in-chief of Stage Directions magazine, and she's here to talk with us about the leading actor and actress in a play categories. Hi, Iris. How you doing?
Okay. How are you?
I'm good. Are you glad the season's over?
It was an interesting season, I must say.
It was very varied. It had a lot of different kinds of things.
Yeah.
So let's go right into the category. For leading actor in a play, the nominees are Boyd Gaines for Journey's End, Frank Langella, Frost Nixon, Brian F. O'Byrne, The Coast of Utopia, Christopher Plummer, Inherit the Wind, and Liev Schreiber, Talk Radio. Iris, your thoughts.
Okay, well, first off, this has got to be the strongest, most competitive best actor category in years.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is amazing. In fact, there were even omissions. I mean, like you, Dante, of Journey's End, you could have gone in here.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Nighy of Vertical Hour could have gone in there. And, who was the other one that was really good? But, I mean, this is just such a strong category. However, there is a front runner.
And that would be?
Frank Langella.
Yeah, seems like it.
Yeah.
Why him?
You know, up until I saw Frost Nixon, my favorite for this category was Liev Schreiber, because, and generally, I mean, I think his work is good, but he's never really overwhelmed me. I've always found him kind of antiseptic on stage, but his performance in Talk Radio was just so electric. He just really, truly comes into his own, and I just thought, wow, he's going to run away with the Tony.
And that character is anything but antiseptic. I mean, he's basically in his own filth for 2 hours.
Yeah, he's playing a shock jock.
And then, and it is an exciting performance, but then I had the same reaction. You saw Frank Langella and?
I was swayed to his side. You know, and it's interesting because I had my doubts about him playing Nixon, because Nixon is such a character that is so well known in popular culture, and it's also, he's been caricatured for so many years, so I was expecting a very poor Rich Little impersonation, honestly.
Right.
And thankfully, he didn't do that. He stooped his shoulders, and he lowered his voice in order to convey, you know, the inner conflict of this very troubled man. And he did it so well that you forget, initially it's kind of amusing, but you forget that this is a man who doesn't look anything at all like Nixon.
Actually, well, he's getting a little closer as he gets up in years, but he was once a matinee idol, not too far away from that. And you can say a lot of things about Richard Nixon, but matinee idol would not be the two words you would...
Well, no, I'm just saying this, I mean, Frank Langella is, you know, even in his elderly years, is the polar physical opposite of Richard Nixon.
And what did you think of, I thought Christopher Plummer was pretty amazing.
I thought he was wonderful. And I think in any other year without Frank Langella, he would be a serious front runner. Right. I just think he's just extraordinary. And here is a man who was like on the cusp of 80. He must be, what is he, 79 years old?
Something like that, yeah. I don't know.
He gives this wonderfully animated performance.
He's so much fun to watch.
And he's just so dynamic and charismatic, and he just throws away these lines with such comic proficiency. He's really terrific, and and my hat's off to him, because he's like 79 years old, and he's doing the show 8 times a week.
Yeah, you know, he's not begging for like a 5 performance schedule like some of these actresses who are 25 years old in a musical and have 3 songs and it's too much for them.
See, I wonder who you're talking about.
No, I don't know. No idea. But let's talk about actresses in plays now, because the category leading actress in a play features Eve Best in A Moon from the Misbegotten, Swoosie Kurtz, Heartbreak House, Angela Lansbury in Deuce, Vanessa Redgrave, The Year of Magical Thinking, and Julie White, The Little Dog Laughed. Your thoughts?
Well, this is really a 3-person race between Eve Best, Moon from the Misbegotten, Vanessa Redgrave, and Julie White.
Fair enough, yes.
Yeah, this is a 3-person race. No offense to Swoosie Kurtz, wonderful actress. saw that early in this season. I don't think anybody remembers.
No, it wasn't even a good production. It was like, eh. And Angela, what, I don't know why Marion Seldes was left off. I mean,
I guess Angela Lansbury got nominated because she's a legend and she's Angela Lansbury.
She gets age points. You know, they add the age spots to her tally, but I don't know what that means.
Okay, this is going to be an interesting category. Because I don't really think there's a surefire front runner for this one. I think it's going to come down to sentiment. Maybe like the young guard versus the old guard. I would vote for Eve Best of Moon from Mistagon. I think she is the saving grace of that production. I think the production is ill-conceived. Kevin Spacey gives this bizarre, hammy performance.
I agree.
Colm Meaney.
Oh, I thought he was Colm Meaney.
Colm Meaney, who plays her father. He's very good, but the problem is that he looks too, I know age-wise he can be her father, but he looks too youthful to be her father. I kept thinking that he was her older brother.
Oh.
So, and I just, that's how I bought his performance. He's her older brother, and they lost their father when they were young, and he has taken a paternalistic interest in her.
Very, okay.
So, but she's not physically right for Josie. Josie is this big woman, you know, kind of, but she gives this wonderful performance. She is truly the saving grace of that show. Vanessa Redgrave and Julie White. Okay. Vanessa Redgrave is a treasure. She's tremendous, you know. But the problem with that show is that I got the sense that it was a reading at Barnes & Noble.
Yes. Agreed.
It was not. I read the book, and because I read the book, I knew what was happening, and I understood it. But if I had not read the book, I would not have had a clue. It was not, because it's not theatrical. You know, it was not written in a theatrical manner. It was not adapted to the stage well. It felt like a reading.
And you felt, even from her performance, which is very reserved, as befits Joan Didion.
Yeah.
I mean, I was kind of bored, honestly.
Yeah, it was just like, for example, when she would mention certain things about her husband, you know, how he died and all that, and then I would sort of come out of my stupor, and I would say, oh, yeah, this is the part in the book. Yeah, I remember that.
It's always good in a Broadway show when you come out of your stupor briefly. That should be on the marquees and when they excerpt things for newspapers. Yeah. Came out of stupor briefly for this one.
Yes.
And what about also Julie White, who was, many people say, the saving grace of Little Dog. I mean, Little Dog Left was a funny play, but they say she made it.
I thought she was great, but I also thought she was very hypermanic. And I think
it was a shtick rather than a performance?
Yeah, I thought she was very hypermanic, and it seemed to be at variance with some of the other players, principally the actor who played the hustler.
Right, the guy from
Roseanne,
yes.
He was
very good.
He was great. She just seemed like a wind-up doll spitting out one-liners. I thought she was very kind of sitcomish, and very mannered.
Okay. Kind of like me in my real life. But, you know, now, we just have about a minute left, so
I think it's going to come down to the Tony voters' sentiment, whether they're going to want to award a newcomer like Eve Best, or old guard, you know, old elegant guard and Vanessa Redgrave.
Oh, you think she really has a shot? I think they might go with Best.
Yeah. I think they might get maybe be swayed by the cachet, you know, of her legend, her reputation. So.
And her anti-Zionism. You know.
Let's not get into that.
Let's not. But let's get into your favorite show of the season, Broadway or off.
Okay, well, there were two shows that I really liked. One show was The American Pilot. That was done earlier in the season at Manhattan Theater Club. It was done in their black box. And American Pilot was about a pilot. American Pilot.
Well, that makes sense.
Who lands in this? He just crash lands into this village that seems to be, but they don't quite state, like an Arab village.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't understand what he's saying. He doesn't understand what they're saying, and they're wondering, what are they going to do with him? Should they release him? Should they use him as ransom? What should they do with him?
And amazingly enough, they get Vanessa Redgrave to be the mediator. It's so. And what was your other favorite show?
It was a wonderful show, by the way. Terrific play. I love Spring Awakening.
Ah, okay.
I really love Spring Awakening. I thought it really reinvented, for me, the pop rock musical genre. I can't say that I was thrilled with the book, but the score I just found magical.
It's still in your iPod, right?
Yes.
Well, iPod and all, we are so happy to have Iris Dorbian as part of our Tony special. Iris, best of luck with Stage Directions Magazine. Is there any show you're really excited about for next season?
I'm kind of curious about Rock and Roll, Tom Stoppard's Rock and Roll.
Okay.
I think maybe it's maybe more of the theme as opposed to his writing, because a lot of times with his writing, I think it's just so pedantic, and I just think I'm listening to a dissertation being enacted on stage.
Close to Utopia. Iris Dorbian, thank you so much.
Thank you.